Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hey, After Buzzers, it's So You Think You Can Dance, Season 16, Episode 8, 10 Girls Become 5. Do not go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We need some dizzy signs in the house moves. Hey. Take it away, darling. Hi, everybody. Kim Davey here, live in Hollywood for So You Think You Can Dance, Season 16, Episode 8. Tonight is all about the top 10 girls becoming 5. Sad. And frustration, as we both felt watching it tonight.
Yep.
So I would like to introduce to everybody, if you don't already know, this is the one and only incredible green pants, as usual. Put a leg up. Dizzy signs there in the house. Yay.
Hi.
So, Dizzy darling, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm really grateful to be here with you and talk with you.
Yay. Well, it's going to be a good show. We are going to be discussing tonight's episode that we have just watched. And we are going to also have a guest later on joining us just at the very end, Mr. Bailey Munoz via Skype.
Woo!
So cool. So tonight we got to see the top 10 girls become 5.
Mm-hmm.
Just your overall thoughts on the entire episode. What did you think?
I was really, I got to feel their emotions, I feel like, because I know how they felt throughout the academy, and I was able to connect with, you know, some of them. And just to see how they really pushed through the styles that they weren't comfortable in, and I think all of them are super talented. I mean, they're there for a reason. They're, you know, top 20, top 10 for, you know, a reason. So I think that they really pushed through, and I was really happy to watch them, you know, shine on the stage.
Yeah. And you said earlier that you actually, when you were in the Academy Week, mm-hmm. you were roommating with Sumi.
Yes. So, we were rooming, and she's such a sweet individual. Like, seriously, I'm so fortunate that I was able to room with her because she is such a kind, sweet person, and it was just so incredible to get to know her on, you know, outside of dance. So it was really cool.
Yeah. Did you learn any Japanese?
No, I didn't, but...
Konnichiwa, okenki desu ka, watashi wa kimu desu.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Nothing at all? No, nothing, but I should have got something from her.
That was... You were too busy learning the language of dance, right?
Yes, exactly.
So, AfterBuzzers, if you want to jump in the chat, if you have any questions for Desi, I'm happy to read them to her and we can answer them live. But let's get into these individual performances tonight. Mm-hmm. So obviously we had top 10 girls. We had them all having to literally fight for their lives in a way and not their styles.
Yeah.
And with an all-star and an incredible choreographer putting together the piece for them. So let's just start at the top. So we first up had Mariah Russell, mm-hmm. contemporary dancer. And she got to do salsa with Jonathan, the all-star. Just what did you think of her performance tonight?
Man, she spiced it up on that stage, seriously. Like, man, I love her. Like, just her energy just exudes out to, like, everyone that watches her. And it's just incredible to see her do a style that obviously she's not comfortable in and just push through and, like, tackle it and give it, you know, emotion and force and, like, just sass. So,
so much sass.
Yeah.
I think for her, she's just, she's totally fearless.
Yep.
She hits everything with so much attack, and she's so strong, and she's obviously got the background in the ballet, and she's got such strong technique. And, I mean, it just kind of parlays over, I think, into ballroom, really. And then when you've got the flexibility and you can do the tricks and the moves and the flips, it was just phenomenal. So I think she did an excellent job.
She hit everything.
I think she could be – she just is an all-rounder, I really feel that she's got a chance.
Yes, because even as a person, she's awesome. She's super sweet, humble, just I really, like, she's a great person. I love her. So I would love to see her go far in the competition for sure.
Yeah. Did you get to spend much time with her during the competition behind the scenes?
We didn't get super close, but I think it was kind of like after, you know, the show that we were able, like, even in classes and stuff, cool. We got to, like, connect. So
awesome. So you've been taking classes with her post?
Yeah.
So you think, yeah. Oh, neat. Where was that?
Millennium. There was one at the Levin Studios that we took. Yeah. So oh, cool. I got to see her after, and it was, like, you know, just cool to see someone that you were able to, like, dance with during the show and then see them outside of the show.
Making connections. Yeah, exactly. Making friends. Yeah. That's what it's all about, right? Exactly. The dance world. Yes. All about the people. Mm-hmm. Neat. So Mariah did incredibly well. Just the lifts. The lifts really got me. I really love
yes,
the lifts.
The lifts were on point.
Any of those, like, death drops, I'm just like, oh, please make it. And then we moved into Melanie Mercedes, originally a salsa girl. Yep. She's phenomenal at that genre, but had to do hip-hop tonight with Fiction, season 10 winner, which is no mean feat, right? Always dancing with a winner. It's like, yeah, oh, my gosh, pressure. And so what did you think of Melanie's performance in her hip-hop?
I loved it.
Being a hip-hop dancer.
You know, I think hip-hop really is about character and showing, you know, anything, like, just, like, trying to hold on to emotion during hip-hop and just constantly having that throughout a routine or, you know, anything, like, freestyle or something, and just holding on to that throughout the dance. So I think that's what she did. Like, I thought she did a really good job at, like, keeping that character. Yeah, so I think she really did a great job doing hip-hop.
It's interesting because I know Member Fiction said to her, it's all about your face. Your face has to be present. Yeah. And then the judges mentioned that she potentially was a little too smiley and, like, showy for that.
Yeah.
But this is a good question because coming from a dance background of, like, ballet and jazz, and I so wasn't a hip-hop dancer, the connection in hip-hop, you're very right. You've got to connect to the music with your face and with your body and with your soul.
Yeah.
But it's a very different connection than a fun, happy, showy one. Mm-hmm. It's more grounded and rooted. So where do you go when you connect to your hip-hop? How does it feel for you?
For me, it's like trying to emote what I'm feeling, like, movement-wise. So, like, if I want to hit really hard and, like that, that's what's going to show on my face. If I'm feeling, like, really, like, we want to connect to the lyrics, then that will show through my face. So I think it's all about connecting to something, either it's the music, the lyrics, the beats, anything that you feel, just emote that in your face. So, yeah. And I think it's kind of hard to, with any style you do, because you're thinking about the steps and then trying to also, like, emote and, like, show character. It's hard to do both.
Totally. And there's a third thing on top of that. So there's the steps and, like, thinking, especially when you've just learned it in, like, Academy Week when you've got, like, 2 seconds to learn a new routine. And then you've got the connecting to the music. But then on top of that, you also have the idea of sometimes you get in your head. And then on top of all that, you are thinking, am I doing this right? Like, not just the steps and the emotion, but do they like me? Is this happening?
Exactly.
Like,
all of that. That's exactly what I feel throughout Academy. That's
so how did you control that? Like, where was your head? Was it on the two things or the third thing as well?
Everything.
Yeah.
I was, because I talk a lot in my head when I'm dancing. Sometimes that's not good. Sometimes it is good for me because then I'm like, come on, you got this. Like, you know, being positive. But it's just all about, you know, mentally preparing yourself for what's to come. So
it's quite amazing how we bombard and overwhelm our brain with honestly thinking those three types of things in one go. You're like, you've got to connect. Oh, you're not connecting. Oh, my gosh, what was that step? It's like, it's crazy.
Yes, it's crazy,
So I think Melanie did really well, but I just don't think she connected to the specific pace well enough. I think she's used to her showy ballroom, more, you know, high energy face. But overall, and then they said she needs to be more grounded in her movements, which I can totally relate to, coming from ballet and jazz, always feeling, like, pulled up and having to get down for hip-hop.
Right, exactly. You have to be super grounded in your feet or else, like, you know, you can't, you'll like,
look not, silly.
Yeah, exactly. Because you need to be grounded and, like, you know, your feet need to be, like, really close to the floor and just, like, you know, feel strong.
Yeah.
That's exactly what hip-hop is about. So,
totally.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, Melanie, I thought did well, but just not as well as she needed to, mm-hmm. potentially. Just breaking the air, just after buzzers, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate having you all here, and those of you who are in the live chat, thank you, thank you. We just want to put a shout out to all of you. We really appreciate your support in our shows. And if you are watching on iTunes, please give us a thumbs up and comment, and we can reply to you throughout the week. And Desi can jump in there as well, answer any of your questions. If you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. Always appreciated. Here at AfterBuzz, there are hundreds of us hosts doing all the different after shows. We really appreciate having your support to allow us to continue to do what we love. So please hit the thumbs up button, 5-star rating, and we can continue to do so and have amazing guests like Des.
Oh, thank you.
So moving on, hun, we then had Ashley Sanchez, Ballroom, and she had barely scraped through on her contemporary. It was not her best, and then voila, guess what she has to do this round? Contemporary. They don't take any, well, they take prisoners in this show, don't they? So we had Jackie Royal choreographing. She was with Lex, the all-star, for the performance. And what did you think of this performance? The judges weren't that impressed. But what were your thoughts?
I don't really know, because I feel like I really can relate to them. So it's really hard for me to say anything, because like I know exactly what they're going through. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to say, you know, anything like, oh, they should have done this or something, because like I was in that same situation as well. So I totally can, you know, empathize with them. So what did you feel like?
Yeah, I totally hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. From a dance background, you can totally empathize and be like, oh my gosh, that's so awkward, and I feel so sorry for you, and it's on national television, right? Mm-hmm. But then from a perspective of, let's see it as a show, who are the top dancers, mm-hmm. you can see when they're not strong enough, and it is, you know, so you think you can dance, you need to be fully well-rounded. Mm-hmm. So she didn't quite cut the mustard, as we say in New mm-hmm. Zealand. But it was the connection that was the issue for Nigel. He just said not enough emotion, no strength in her arms. Dietrich literally said missed opportunity, no emotional attachment. But Lorianne said she felt that she had
Freedom.
Yeah, yeah. Like she'd finally tapped into a different part of herself, which I think is phenomenal as a dancer. Yes. If you can grow from every opportunity, which you obviously would in this case. Yeah. So that's excellent for her.
And at the end of the day, too, I feel like she was happy with her. Like, and if she felt something, that's all that matters. Like, if she felt like she was giving that emotion and just, like, feeling free, that's all we want, really, is just to, like, have our, you know, our performance feel that way when we're dancing it.
It's so true, because dance is really ultimately for yourself, isn't it?
Exactly.
I mean, it's very much a performance-based genre, but at the end of the day, the whole idea of release the body, the mind will follow. It's so cathartic, and it's an amazing experience. How has dance helped you in your life in that way, emotionally?
In every way, seriously. Of course, like, if I'm having a bad day, I'm able to release it. And I feel like hip-hop is the style where you can literally do, like, anything. If you're feeling happy, you can, like, really just, like, be lit and, like, happy. And then if you're, like, not having a great day, exactly, boom. Like, you really hit it, like, with, you know, songs that you really connect to or feeling that day. Mm-hmm. So
you always feel good after a workout as well, just the sweat pouring off you.
Right,
and, you know, the frustration, it just comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And so overall, Ashley, it was interesting as well, I find, when we get to this part of the competition where we haven't actually seen a lot of these dancers earlier on, and all of a sudden they are in our top 10.
Yeah.
And who is this person? Kind of exactly. like Genesee from last season.
Yes.
So it was great that she obviously did phenomenally well throughout the competition, and it's just when they really put you to the test.
Right.
So what are you doing with the idea of coming back next year? Mm-hmm. What are you working on?
Mm-hmm.
For the areas that you need to improve in?
Well, all the styles that they, you know, we went through during the academy is all the styles that I need to be in and training in to just better myself as a dancer and just to keep that strength and, you know, strength going. Mm-hmm. Regardless if I, you know, do the show or go back again, I'm going to continue training like I am, because that's just going to, at the end of the day, it's going to benefit me as a dancer. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to keep, you know, pushing and fighting and, you know, learning. That's all dance is about learning new styles and new techniques.
Yeah, amazing. And so, where are you currently training?
I train at literally all the studios that you see in LA. I'm always up here. I'm from Long Beach, but I still make the commute up here. But yeah, so all the studios you see online, I'm like on there. Like, yeah, but I really need to get into like the technique classes. Those are the ones like I really want to like.
It's always the ones that you don't really want to do that you need to get into.
Yeah,
right?
But those are the
ones. Like that one with the ballet with the bars. I don't want to do that, but I need to.
Gotta do it.
Cool. And then we had Miss Anna, your fellow hip hop family, who surprisingly last week stuffed up, or while the couple weeks back, she stuffed up the hip hop round, which was crazy. She obviously got fully in her head that first time she did it. The second time was better, but I feel sorry for her because when it's your own genre and that's the one you're supposed to shine in.
Oh yeah, no, I totally get her because I was even like saying when I was getting interviewed and stuff, like that's the one that I feel like they're really looking at is your own style. So I totally feel like the pressure and everything that she probably went through during her performance.
And there's nothing like being on national TV when it's happening. Everyone sees it.
So true.
Poor thing. But so tonight she did a jazz routine. Ray Leeper choreographed it. Marco was her all-star. Your thoughts first, because from a fellow hip-hopper, what did you think about her performance of the jazz?
Well, knowing that she's a hip-hop dancer, it's actually pretty cool to see, you know, her in a total new style or a different style that's on complete opposite sides of the spectrum. And just, like, I don't know, I feel like she did, she had a lot of sass up there, which was great. You know, that's what you need in a jazz routine. So the fact that she was able to play that up, I thought was awesome.
I definitely think she's a very good performer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the face sells it, absolutely. The sass and the face, absolutely. However, the technique wasn't great, but we understand why, because it's not her discipline. Lorianne said she didn't want her to walk so hard like a truck driver.
That comment.
So that would be actually a cool class. You know how you have your walks, you know, your heels class and stuff? Let's do the truck driver. That's a new thing. That's hilarious.
I love that.
But the judges overall were really happy with her. So Anna, well done. Hip hop represent. So yeah, she's your girl for your hip hop this season. Then we moved on to Madison Jordan. Yay, Madison.
Yes, she's Madison.
Been on the show and I'm so proud of her. She just keeps going. So Kiki was the all-star. She had to do the cha-cha, even though she's a contemporary dancer. Sasha and Emma choreographed it. And I just loved her outfit for a start. That orangey red color was, I don't know what it was in real life because you can never quite tell on TV, but orangey color was phenomenal. And Madison, I think, pulled it off really, really well. She had great posture, poise. She's always super connected, always looks like she's really enjoying it. Nigel keeps throwing that he wants to see more light and, you know, shade and stuff within her performances because she is so strong. Which I agree. Maybe it's a vulnerability that we haven't seen yet that we need to go deeper. But overall, what did you think of the performance?
I think she's a strong overall dancer for sure. She was able to adapt to that style, which is awesome. And I feel like that she's able to do that with any style she's given and just like adapt to it. And because she is so strong, which I think is a great thing, I'd rather, you know, be a strong, really strong dancer than like, you know, a weak dancer and have that comment. That wouldn't be good. So the fact that she is able, you know, it's easier to play it down rather than like being told to, oh, you need to be more strong. I think it's, you know, that's actually a really good, you know, skill that she has.
That's a good point because I think if it was the reverse, if it was she was weak, she wouldn't be where she is.
Exactly.
So strength gets you there and then they want to push you to go over the edge to the vulnerability.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the vulnerability thing's a tough thing.
Yeah.
And I think because of what we learned in her story back in the day with like, you know, the condition she has with losing her hair, she's obviously had to build up her inner strength and her, I suppose in a way, a wall to guard herself through the teasing and stuff that she got. So therefore to have to break that down to get to the next level to then be vulnerable again. It's like unlearning what she's created for herself throughout her life. So I feel her on that one.
Yeah. Go Madison, though. I love her.
Go Madison.
Yeah,
go Madison. I know. And Jared, I know, will be at home supporting.
Yes.
So that was phenomenal. And then we moved on to Sophia, who is originally ballroom and had to do a jazz routine. And I literally wrote here, I showed you, mm-hmm. I was like winning vibes as she was performing. I don't know what it was about her, but she's so tall. Mm-hmm. She's the one wearing the green outfit. So tall. And the start with the makeup, she's very model-esque.
Yo, yeah. Yes.
And she's just, I couldn't keep my eyes off her. But I don't know if even I was watching her dancing. I think it was just who she was had me spellbound.
Exactly.
What did you think?
I loved it. I loved her performance so much. She had that character. She had the sass. She was playing into it. And I feel like she was really committed the whole time, which is something that's really important as a dancer, is to be committed to a character when you're in it. So I think Yes.
She nailed it.
Yeah, she nailed it.
That's a good point. Commitment. Yeah. She never seemed to, well, I'd have to watch it again, but I didn't feel like she ever went to her head.
Right.
She was just totally present the whole time. And Lorianne said, I like what she said, how it was flavorful. Because it was. It was sassy and it was just amazing. And Nigel said, very good all-round dancer, which I totally agree with, as well as mentioning, you know, wow, you can do pirouettes and, you know, you're a ballroom dancer. A lot of ballroom dancers can't do their pirouettes. So she's obviously had some training elsewhere. Right. We'll talk about who got through and who didn't, but I was quite surprised that she didn't. That was a shame. Now moving on to your roomie.
Sumi.
Arigato.
Oh, I love her.
So Sumi Oshima, hip hop, had struggled with her technique in the academy in the contemporary round.
Right.
Really struggled, but got through, obviously, on her hip hop ability. She then got given a contemporary routine, because they like to do that. And we had Lex as an all-star, which she was super excited about, and Talia choreographed. Now, I don't know how you feel about this, but I felt that the Corrie was actually a little, not too easy for her, but it very much parlayed with her style of hip-hop. Like, it wasn't a flowy type contemporary routine. It was very sharp.
Yeah.
And so Talia was obviously trying to, you know, help her and assist with that, which I thought was fair, unfair. I wanted to see more of her do more contemporary of the more flowy style to see if she could handle that, which we didn't get to see.
Yeah.
So what did you think?
I could definitely see where you're coming from that. I actually really loved the performance, and that's just
more sharp.
No, exactly. I really loved the choreo, actually. At the end when she had those hits, it was like, ooh, like I felt it. Like, you know, it's hard because, you know, she is a hip-hop dancer and she had to dance out of her style, obviously, like everyone else had to do. But I don't know. I just feel like throughout the whole academy, it was just, I was just really proud of her that she was able to adapt to any style, like take it on as a challenge and do it. Like, she didn't let it defeat her in any way, you know. So, you know, I'm super proud of her and I just love her as an individual. So, you know. Aww. I'm Team Sumi.
Rumi love.
Rumi love.
That's awesome. I mean, like, as Dietrich said, her authenticity to the foundation of her craft, aka hip-hop, is pure.
Right.
It's just amazing. Like, I would pay to just come and watch her dance, right? I mean, most of you, all of you. Mm-hmm. But just, I could watch her for hours because it's just so precise and just so, like, in her soul.
Right, exactly. Her hits and her popping are just so raw.
Yeah.
Like, so good.
We'll tell her we need a show. We'll pay her to put on a little show. That would be awesome. But I'm sure we're going to see her elsewhere. In fact, I think she should try another dance show, like World Dance or something.
Exactly.
She'd be incredible.
Yeah.
But Lorianne again said, don't dance in your head, which is weird because I didn't, if I looked it back, I would probably see, but I didn't notice so much about the head. I was just more, I think, frustrated that I wanted to see more
the choreo,
of the genre.
Right.
Yeah, the choreo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you can look at it, I guess, any way you want. Yeah, it's like dance is so subjective, you know?
That's
so,
the
like,
thing.
It's hard to really judge it because I might think it's amazing. You might disagree with me. Everyone has their own opinion about dance. But it's an art form, so that's why I think it's hard to, like, mm-hmm. you know, to judge it.
It's good to, I think it's good to disagree too, because it's amazing to see other people's perspectives.
Exactly.
It's the same right. thing, but we right. get something completely different from it.
Yeah.
It's quite phenomenal. Like every aspect of the world, right?
Yes.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. All right. So then we had, got to move through. We had Naz. Ballroom did hip hop. This girl killed it.
Mm-hmm. She brought uh-huh. the sauce.
Does the Desi Hip Hop approve?
Approve, yes.
Check mark. phenomenal. So Luther Brown choreographed. She was a fiction. She hit every beat. She was sexy. She was sassy. The outfit mm-hmm. suited her. I couldn't believe how good she was. Mm-hmm. Like,
she was in the pocket. Like, Luther pocket. Brown's pocket is just like, he really sits yes. in that pocket. And I feel like, I'm sure he was like really on her about that when he was teaching her the choreo, but she really pulled it off.
She
so
killed
she
it.
Killed it.
Oh my gosh, my favorite of the night, that one for surprise factor.
Right.
And then we have Sophie Pittman, contemporary, who had to do cha-cha. Shana Burgess choreographed, love Shana, another Down Under Thunder. Kiki, she performed with. Here's the thing, I think Sophie is a strong dancer. She's a beautiful dancer, she's gorgeous, she's lovely, she's sweet, but I didn't feel connected to her, mm-hmm. and I felt it was because I felt like she was too young and she hadn't had enough life mm-hmm. experience to get right. the sass, to get the right. sexy feel. She wasn't connected with her eyes, for example. What did you think? You're always like, I don't want to say anything mean because I get it.
Exactly.
It's not mean, like, it's constructive.
No, I get it. You're right. I just feel like, you know, she didn't have the right connection, I feel like, with that style. But I thought her movement quality was, you know, it was good. And, yeah, I think at the end of the day, you really have to play into any character, you know, that you need for that particular style. Mm-hmm. So when that's not fully, like, 100%, mm-hmm. it's hard to really, like, judge the rest, because that's, I feel like that's the main thing. Mm-hmm. Everyone looks at your face first and, like, how you're portraying a character first. But, I mean, still proud of her. She still, like, you know, did something completely out of her style. Mm-hmm. So props to her for, like, you know, tackling that.
Totally. Yeah, totally. Nigel said not as strong as he'd seen. Marianne could see her thinking. It was quite a lot of negative feedback, which was interesting considering the results, which we'll talk about in a sec. And then we had Stephanie, last but not least, Ballroom, doing Contempt, Mandy Moore's Corey. Phenomenal, mm-hmm. I thought. Excellent lifts. She looks like Genesee, I think, from last season again. Dietrich's energy, would like to see more energy from the limbs, which I think was a good point. I think she's got a lot of growth potential. I don't think she's fully there yet, but I feel like she's going to explode at right. some point.
I feel the same way about her, yeah.
More to come.
Yes, more to come. She's already, like, I feel like she's already so good at adapting to different styles, and I think she's a really well-rounded dancer, but I think exactly what you said, she just, I feel like she has, like, more, like, in her, and I'm really excited to see, like, you know, the other performances and the other choreography that she does and the other styles. Like, I'm actually really excited to watch her, for sure.
Yeah, I think she'll go places.
Yes.
So at the end of all of this, we got our top five girls. So Mariah, whoop whoop.
Yes,
well done, Mariah. Well deserved. Unfortunately, Melanie, no. Ashley Sanchez, no. Anna, yes.
Yes, wow. Let's go.
Hip Hop represent. Let's go. Let's see it. Madison.
Yes.
Yay. Well deserved. Sophia, no. Sumi, no. Naz, no. Now, I'm sorry, but judges, no. You got that one wrong.
She really feels that one.
I was not happy.
Yeah.
Sophie, yes. Now, Sophie Dilling, you're gorgeous, but I just feel, and I'm going to put this out here because it's controversial, I just feel that the judges wanted to potentially maybe just appeal to different audiences, as I was mm-hmm. saying to you, and mm-hmm. I think Sophie is pure and young and lovely and gorgeous, and I feel like we'll get so much better with time, but I didn't think that she had the life experience and the womanhood that Naz did, for example, and I personally would have switched them. I think they're both brilliant, but I would have switched those two. And then we had Stephanie as the last one.
Yes,
so, yay, Stephanie.
Let's go.
But Sophie, prove me wrong, girl. Connect. Let's see this. I think you're gorgeous. Naz, please audition next year. It'd be amazing.
Love her.
Now, we just have to move on real quickly because we are next week going to be seeing All About the Boys. And we have live via Skype with us right now, Mr. Bailey Munoz. Bailey, ooh, can you hear me? Not yet. Technical difficulties. Bailey, can you hear me, bud? No? Okay, cool. Well, as soon as we're working on that, we're just going to keep going here. So next week we have, so we've got our top five girls mm-hmm. now going to the studio shows. Very exciting. Only one more week to wait until
yes,
they happen.
I know.
And crazy. Then we're going to have, next week we've got the boys.
Yep.
So our 10 become five. So we have, just to recap on the 10 boys, we have Bailey, Benjamin, Ezra, Nathan, Gino, Brandon, V-Lad, Alexander, Brian, and Eddie. And do we have Bailey in the house yet, Jonathan?
I think we should.
Hey, Bailey, can you hear me?
Yes,
I can. Hi.
Hey, Bailey.
So, Bailey, thank you so much for joining us. We've just been talking about how tonight the top 10 girls have become the top 5 girls. And next week we're going to be seeing yourself truly and the top 10 boys become the top 5. So how has this experience been for you so far?
Oh, my God. Kim, first of all, thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome.
Such a blessing. Thank you so much. But this journey has it's been crazy stressful because besides the physical part about dancing, just the mental part, you know, you learn so much about yourself and it's a tough journey, but it's so worth it.
It's so worth it. And what has been the hardest part for you specifically being hip hop? And by the way, you would expect it to be doing a contemporary routine, but you absolutely killed your contemporary routine. I have never felt so moved by a contemporary number in my life. I literally got goosebumps or goose pimples. Your power and execution to that, you attack that so deeply, makes me want to cry right now. Amazing.
That means so much to me. You know, So You Think You Could Dance has been such a childhood dream of me, you know, for me. So, like, I think the hardest part about being on the show is, especially for being a b-boy, is adapting to every style. You know, like, going into contemporary or ballroom, like, I kind of had to become something, you know, if I was doing contemporary, I have to become a contemporary dancer or become a ballroom dancer. So just adapting is probably the hardest part about the show, but, you know, I have so much love for, you know, my passion, which is dance. So for you to say that, that just means the world to me. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yes. With your contemporary, when you were going into that, knowing that's not your genre, what were you saying to yourself? What were you thinking? How were you going to attack that?
I mean, like I said, this competition means the world to me. And I knew every time I stepped on that stage, I had to give it my all. Mm-hmm. And just all the emotions and being away from my family, and, you know, just like, just it got to me, and just the dance alone. Like, I wanted to prove that, you know, b-boys could do contemporary and other styles as well.
Oh, they definitely can. Definitely can. And so, Bailey, for yourself, what has been the biggest learning so far on this journey?
I just learned, like I said, so much about myself, and just to be surrounded by all these amazingly talented dancers, I could not ask them anymore. So being accepted by them.
Cool. And so, Desi and Bailey, did you guys get to know each other very well on the show? Did you get to chat at all?
We didn't get super close, but I got to watch you, you know, on TV, and I definitely feel the same way Kim just said about you right now. Like, seriously, like, that contemporary was, like, insane. I felt every move, and I believed every move you did. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to, like, see you again in the future. There's so many dancers, so it was hard to, like, really, you know, talk to everyone, but yes.
Yes, likewise. I mean, watching her on TV, especially the first episode, mm-hmm. like, Ezzy, you are, you know, inspiration to me.
Thank you. Same. Thank you so much.
Aww, so much love. And so, Bailey, obviously we're going to see you next week. And without, you know, spoiler alert or anything, what can we expect from the guys' top 10?
Just these amazing guys that I get to call my friends. So yep. I'm just so excited. Please stay tuned and watch next episode. And yeah.
Yeah. And so you're coming to us tonight live from Las Vegas. And what is your training and your background been up to this date? Tell us more about your background.
Actually, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I haven't seen any of the top 10 girls. So I'm like so excited to watch it tonight.
Different time zone.
Yeah. But yeah, I perform here in Las Vegas, Nevada in a show called The Rose Rabbit Lie at the Cosmopolitan.
Awesome.
Yeah, and industry work out in LA.
Excellent. And the Cosmo's got the best breakfast place in that. I better not say it on air, but it's called Egg. Egg. Have you been to that restaurant, that one when you have a hangover? Awesome. Cool. So you two, thank you so much for joining us. AfterBuzzers, you can find, let's talk about where everyone can find you so that they can follow you on Instagram. So Desi, where can everybody find you?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the same username, Desi Signs.
Awesome.
So yes.
And Signs is spelt for everybody?
S-A-E-N-Z.
Awesome. Cool. Not like the signs.
Yes, stop signs.
And Bailey, where can everybody find you on social media?
Same thing. It's B-A-I-L-R-O-K, no C, at Bellrock. Same thing for Twitter, Instagram.
Phenomenal. Well, hey, I know it's already happened for you, but we're putting out the love. All the best for next week. Can't wait to see you on TV. We really
yes,
have our
rooting
fingers.
Rooting for you, Bailey.
And toes crossed at top 5. And I know you know, and I know you know, and I'm not allowed to know. Till next week. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Bailey. All right, everybody. So also a huge shout out to So You Think You Can Dance for getting 4 Emmy nominations. Amazing. And also, everybody, if you are wanting to catch the live shows in their fall tour, you can go on to dancelivetour.com and buy your tickets. I went last year to the one in Seattle, and it was amazing to watch that top 10 perform again. It was like reliving it all with all the best routines. Right. So that was really cool. So I'm Kim Davey, and you can find me on all my social media at Kim Davey Live. Thanks, Desi.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
You're so welcome. Thanks, honey. See you guys next week. See ya.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.